Nothing but local hot topics.
And of course, the buzz around the Ohio
Daddy. And this is another edition of What's the Buzz? What are people buzzing about in the Ohio Valley? Two special guests on the Buzz segment right now with me, Frank and Darla Hoagland. Of course, Frank is my Bloom Daddy military analyst, former Navy SEAL, and Darla, his lovely wife. Guys, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Bloomer?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, 5K run jogging for frogmen. Darla, I'm going to start with you. You're kind of the brains behind this, right?
Yes, I'm the race director's partner and trying to get everyone involved and families, and they can bring their strollers for this 5K race coming up on Saturday, April 26th, up in Canfield High School. That's where the race begins.
All right, when did the idea pop up for this? Is this the first one, or is this an annual event?
This is the first one here in the Canfield, Youngstown area.
Okay.
Frank and I volunteered in Pittsburgh last year, and it's for a good event. A lot of families benefit from this, and here we found out there's one in Youngstown, so Frank will be the guest speaker right before the race begins.
Hey, Frank, just make sure when you speak up.
I sure will, Boomer.
All right, jogging for frogmen. Tell me what this means to you, being a frogman.
Really, it's an important event. It gets the people involved with the Navy Special Warfare community, but it's not only the Navy Special Warfare community, because these folks are tied in with the Navy Special Warfare Foundation, One Team, One Fight, and many other nonprofit organizations. And the big thing is, yeah, they'll get to hear some stories, so on and so forth, but the money is actually going to go to all the broken down soldiers, sailors, and Marines, and airmen.
Well, you couldn't find a better cause, that's for sure. Frank, are you actually going to be running in this thing?
Heck no, I don't have no feeling left in my lower back, so I'll start running.
I thought frogmen never have an excuse.
Yeah. No, I'll start running. My legs go numb. I'll fall down. I lay down, laugh a little bit, and then we can get back up. But if you want to run with me, I'd be more than happy to go.
The only place I run to, Frank, is the fridge and the sofa. Darla, let's go back to you. You're helping out kind of like race coordinator here. How much time and effort is going into this thing, and how many people are you hoping to have?
Well, as of right now, Bloomer, we have over 100 people, a little over 100 was the last count. We get on conference calls every Wednesday. We have about 20 people right here in the Jefferson County, Belmont area that's heading up with us. A lot of our family are from here at Start, have jumped in. We've got a lot of support just right here in our area, and we're all looking forward to going up there and getting us off the ground.
Hey, Frank, we're talking to Darla and Frank Hoagland once again, the 5K run jogging for frogmen. Frank, how broken down are these guys? Let people know, you know, somebody out there who might be, you know, wondering what about the cause and everything else. Describe some of these guys. Describe what you and others, former Navy SEALs, have gone through when you come back with your injuries or with, you know, different concerns.
Well, not only do we have amputees, and guys are having to constantly get refitted for their new prosthetics or, you know, some serious facial injuries, burns, so on and so forth, that, you know, all the guys that were active duty going overseas, and mind you, it wasn't just the frogmen that were involved, it's also the other militaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that really caught my attention, and I'm really excited about it, is the fact that we also helped the families out. Here's an example. When we did our gun raffle, we gave all the money. We were able to send a check directly to the family. In other words, there was no middle person. So 100% of our money went directly to the affected family that we wanted to send money to. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Darla, being the wife of a former Navy SEAL, you saw what Frank has gone through. You see what the other individuals go through. Why is this an important cause? Why should people out there listening care about this cause? Darla?
Yes. We've had a lot of very close friends that's benefited from this, and it has come to meet Bloomer.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, hon.
A lot of families have sacrificed. Not just the individual, the active duty personnel, but the families. and we just want to help out and raise as much money as we can to help those in need.
Frank, I didn't mean to get your wife upset there, so the next time I see you, don't choke me out or something, okay?
Don't worry, Bloomer. Here's the deal. I mean, when you look at it from Darla's perspective, she's seen a lot of my friends that have that's no longer on the surface of the earth anymore, and Darla's always dealt with the family side of the house. Just recently, we gave some money to Healy. He was a good friend of mine. We were both in a team together, and you know, his daughter came down with cancer, mm-hmm. and that was, I mean, geez Louise, you lose your husband, now you're getting ready to lose your daughter. It was a tough, tough ordeal. And that really hits home with all of us, and especially Darla, because you got to remember, Darla was part of the, the Ombudsman's program within Spec War, and that's when all the families get together and they can't try to keep track of what we're into.
Hey, Darla, I'm going to tap back into your emotions again because, you know, try to make people understand what the wife of a frogman goes through, what the family does. I mean, you, in essence, raised boys on your own because Frank could be gone at a moment's notice.
Oh, yeah. One time, actually, Frank was a dev group, and he went out to get a haircut. His beeper went off. He called me. I didn't see him until 6 months later.
That's unbelievable.
He wasn't here when our first son was born, but our son now is 27 years old, and now he's active duty in the Navy.
Well, it just goes to show the sacrifice. So, Darla, once again, throw out the date, throw out the time, throw out the location, and how people can get involved if they want to.
Saturday, April 26th. We'll take registration that morning, starting at 6:30 a.m. at Canfield High School, where the race begins.
All right, Frank, anything else you want to say to anybody out there listening who might be thinking about participating?
Yeah, I have one alibi. They also do what they call a virtual run. If you can't make it, you can still get online with the Jogging for Frogmen, joggingforfrogmen.com/Youngstown, Ohio, and you can do this race virtually.
All right, Frank, Darla, I appreciate it so much, and I hope it's a great success.
Thank you, Bloomer.
Okay, thank you both. Once again, that's Darla and Frank Hoagland, 5K run, Jogging for Frogmen. Two very, very good people. I consider dear friends right there. All right, some other What's the Buzz?